Уважаемая госпожа председатель,
distinguished madam chair, dear colleagues, we're grateful to Mr. Okinomi for presenting the report on LDCs for 2024. The document emphasizes the high potential of LDCs in implementing climate projects with extremely low GHG emissions. In 2023, these countries generated 310 million carbon units. However, today, only 12 out of 45 LDCs are issuers of carbon credits, while six countries, as the report states, six countries account for 75% of all carbon units issued by LDCs on the voluntary market and 80% under the clean development mechanism of the Kyoto Protocol. It is forecast that the further expansion of the presence of LDCs in carbon markets will generate additional revenues for the realization of development goals. The authors of the report note the significant untapped potential of LDCs. Indeed, the compensatory capacity of LDCs has the potential to cover about 2% of global emissions. But the full realization of that potential will require about $1.5 trillion in terms of investments. Now, the report does not fully disclose the or cover the issues of the return on such investments for potential investors. Today, carbon sales are equivalent to only 1.3% of FDI in LDCs or 1.1% of bilateral development assistance in 2023. That's why the existing revenues really do not solve the problem of the funding that LDCs have that reaches $1 trillion a year. We share the recommendations in the report on the need to assist LDCs through the creation of enabling environment for climate cooperation and providing them financial resources as well as technical solutions. In this respect, the issue of providing LDCs with targeted, flexible, and long-term climate financing remains important. We urge donors to fulfill their obligations to provide ODA, as well as to implement a new form of collective quantifiable climate finance target of $300 billion annually by 2035. The international community is required to contribute to the challenges facing LDCs in deeds rather than in words, and this can be done through the transfer of technologies and expertise, development of industry and agriculture, the reconstruction of infrastructure, job creation, strengthening of the educational health systems, as well as social protection systems. At the same time, it is crucial not to allow aid mechanisms to become tools for the implementation of neo-colonial policies that prevent the creation of a more just multipolar world order. Assistance should not be conditioned on the fulfillment of political demands, the human rights situation, or any other arbitrary factors. My country has supported for many years the UN efforts to promote development. Russia remains a responsible and reliable donor, and the total volume of our official development assistance has doubled over the past decade, reaching about $1.5 billion a year. Russia participates in efforts to alleviate the debt burden of LDCs, and we use actively mechanisms for direct debt cancellation or exchange of debt for development. To date, the total amount of debt that we have written off is $23 billion. Madam Chair, in conclusion, we'd like to note that the LDC report under discussion today lays the foundation for the work of UNCTAD in the field of assisting LDCs and climate finance. We do believe that this work should be intensified. We believe that the forthcoming UNCTAD 16 Ministerial Conference should create the organizational opportunities for expanding the presence of LDCs in the carbon markets, and also it must contribute to the development of the creation of enabling environment for LDCs in the field of international climate cooperation. Thank you for your attention.